The Palestinian death toll from Israel's recent offensive on the Gaza Strip is on the rise as more people are succumbing to the injuries they sustained during the war. A 5-year-old Palestinian child has died in an Egyptian hospital. She has been receiving treatment for shrapnel in which had hit her in an airstrike in a village in Khan Yunis. Several other Palestinians have died of wounds in the past few days. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, a total of 2,138 Palestinians have lost their lives since Tel Aviv unleashed its military assault on Gaza on July the 8th. The victims include 578 children. More than 11,100 others were also injured during the period. Ashraf Shannon joins us now from Gaza to bring us up to speed on the aftermath of the 50-day assault on the Gaza Strip. Ashraf.
Well, Badia, a 5-year-old Mara Hamu Jamer from the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis became the latest victim of Israel's 50-day of genocidal war against the 1.8 million civilian population of the Gaza Strip. Medical experts in Gaza say they expect more people to die, especially children and the elderly, because they are most vulnerable to the injuries they sustained during the war. So far, at least 1/4 of the 2,100 people who were killed during Israel's onslaught on the Gaza Strip that started early July are children. And the reason for that is, out of the 1.8 million people living in the Gaza Strip, nearly 50%, or more than 50% of them, are children under the age of 18. It was clear during Israel's war on Gaza that the target of their war was not their alleged target, which was to destroy Hamas. The target was the civilians of Gaza. We saw that firsthand during Press TV coverage throughout that period of 50 days of hell, as some people have described it in Gaza. A lot of people here blame the suffering, the death, the carnage that took place in Gaza on what they describe as an international conspiracy of silence, not only by the Western countries, but they also accused Arab countries of being responsible for the death in Gaza due to their silence, as silence is complicity. And this is what happened in Gaza. Children will continue to die, and almost on a daily basis, we have cases of death resulting from Israel's use of internationally banned weapons, weapons containing depleted uranium, dime munitions, and other unknown explosives and chemicals that were used against the civilians of the Gaza Strip. Most of those who were killed during Israel's latest war on Gaza were civilians, including hundreds of children and women, elderly people, and even disabled people.
Ashraf, now let's turn to the issue of getting aid in and starting the process of rebuilding the infrastructure of Gaza. The influx of aid and equipment to start that process is provided that the siege on Gaza is entirely lifted, which in fact was one of the main demands on behalf of the Palestinian resistance groups for a truce to the fighting and to the war and to the assault on Gaza.
Well, Badias, it seems that we're not going to have an influx of building materials or building equipment coming into the Gaza Strip from the facts on the ground that Israel has not eased its blockade on Gaza. Neither did Egypt. It's not only Israel blockading the Gaza Strip, it's also the Egyptian authority, especially following the ouster of Egyptian President Morsi by the Egyptian junta. Now, the situation in Gaza is dire. We don't have one crisis in the Gaza Strip. There are crises: environmental crisis, health crisis, educational crisis, psychological problems for the entire population of Gaza. Gazans need immediate psychological help, especially the children, to deal with the traumas that they went throughout 50 days. And it's not only one trauma, it's a complexity of traumas, a complex trauma. They've been traumatized in 2012 and at the turn of 2009. So thousands of children, maybe tens of thousands of children in Gaza, have been through three wars in a period of 5 to 6 years.
Thank you very much, Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, speaking to us from the Gaza Strip.